Saudi king rockets onto approved dictators list. 1st of January 2007, this is Reverend Zimulator for N News. Washington Day FA, whatever, GNN, Gowanna News Network reporting, it will be a happy Eid al-Adha holiday for Saudi kingpin king Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud after his rocket-propelled entry into the White House's official approved dictators list following the death of Turkmenistan's nutcase, President for Life, Saparat Mezhniyarov. The widely celebrated death of the murderous crackpot Niyazov, a longtime Washington favorite who renamed the days of the week and the months of the year after members of his family and made his mother's name the word for bread, opened up a coveted spot in the White House top 10, which bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud was only too happy to fill. The king slips neatly into the number 5 spot vacated by Niyazov behind a military strongman Pervez Musharraf, Pakistan, and Hosni Mubarak of Egypt, sadistic ex-KGB man Vladimir Putin of Russia, and Uzbekistan's relatively unknown Islam Karimov. White House spokesman Tony Snow, who remains an administrative mouthpiece despite having left Fox News, said he was pleased to welcome bin Abdulaziz al-Saud to the list. Snow said in an off-the-cuff comment in the White House Rose Garden, where he was vigorously filleting a Saudi diplomat, quote, "A thousand greetings, salutations, and felicitations to His Most Excellent Royal Mightiness and Magnificence, King Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud of Saudi Arabia, defender of Islam, custodian of Mecca and Medina, slayer of the infidel, chosen by Allah to establish the 40,000-year caliphate," unquote. Bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud follows a family tradition of being the top of the pops in the White House for decades. His father, King Fahd, jostled with such legends as Auguste Pinochet, Manuel Noriega, Saddam Hussein, Anastasio Somoza Garcia, and the Argentine junta for top spot on the list. His sudden removal from the list on September 11, 2001 is widely considered to have contributed to his death in 2005. Snow said Fahd's removal from the list had nothing to do with Saudi Arabia's human rights record. President said, quote, "It wasn't because, for instance, you can have various parts of your body chopped off for the heinous and abominable crime of homosexuality," Snow said, popping a breath mint. Quote, "You know President Bush's position on homosexuals," no pun intended. "Oh, hang on, Vice President Dick Cheney's daughter is into clam chowder, isn't she? I'll have to check on that and get back to you," unquote. Also released yesterday was the White House's inaugural non-approved democracies list, which was topped by Nicaragua, that elected the ex-Sandinista bloc again, Palestine's Hamas, Lebanon's Hezbollah, and France, of course. This has been Reverend Simulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.